This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you, I-O-U, do. Here we are, ready to sing and dance our way into your hearts. And the conversation that ensues will be musical, right? We can all, let's see, how can we do this? I was going to sing my way into a couple of stories in this hour. You think we can do that,
Jay? Do it.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. This is a story about, this is good news for those of you who do crafts or who read or you play instruments, not just youngsters, but people of all ages. You are helping you to be a better you. Crafts.
That was beautiful.
You like that? Okay. So here's how you can eliminate or lower the risk of you getting dementia. Reading books. I don't think that's any news. But craft, and people who do the Sudoku, I never figured that out. Have you ever done Sudoku?
I love Sudoku.
Really?
Yes.
How do you do it?
I'm a big fan. It's just a puzzle. And the numbers you have to do, it's 1 through 9, and you do different orders. And no square of 9, no horizontal row, no vertical row can have the same number
twice.
You have to just put them all in, 1 through 9. It is my favorite
thing to do. Wow. You do crosswords, too?
No, I'm just Sudoku or bust.
Does your mother, your father, they do crosswords? Is that anything that they do?
They might have once upon a time, but no, any free time is working, or we work hard, we play hard in our family.
Ah, okay. Well, here's the new research. For those of you who are wondering what the heck I'm talking about, 2 million people have been studied, and the cognitive activities and physical activities and social activities that you pursue will help you, if you're doing the right stuff, will help you from being at risk for dementia. So this is the...
It makes sense.
It certainly does.
Your brain's a muscle, and you need to continue to work at it and work for it and do things that are healthy for you, but also good for your soul, because when your soul's happy, aren't you happy too?
Yep. You want to be happy for the rest of your life, and I'll finish that song.
Yeah, make a pair to them, and you're right. I'll finish it for you.
From my personal point of view, get an ugly girl,
to marry you.
So this
that's not a sexist song at all.
No. Anyway, there are things that we can do. We all kind of know this subconsciously, the activities that you do and how good they are for your brain. But there are also things that you can do that are good to keep you from... You know, the cancer thing is in heart disease. All these things that are a problem these days are things that you have choices. You've made choices, right? You've played sports or you haven't played sports. You've decided to be at risk for dementia by just sitting in front of the television set all day long. Whatever it is that keeps you, that's not good for your body, it's not good for your brain, but yet a lot of people like it. That's what they do. So they're dead by the time they're 68 or 69. And so anyway, a lot of different studies point to the same thing, and I suppose maybe this is analysis paralysis in a manner of speaking, because all of these things have been, you've heard this stuff before, right? The doing the crossword puzzle, reading, that sort of thing, this just whatever it is that you doing, what I'm doing, talking, doing research, that's the stuff that keeps my brain going, and being busy and active, having 3 businesses that I'm trying to juggle keep going. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Am I a social creature? Not really. I'm really not a social creature. I don't spend a lot of my social activity is the people that I'm with when I'm on the air or the people that are on the farm. I have some friends that I spend a little time with, go out to dinner here and there. But generally speaking, my days and nights are all about productive. I may stop for an hour before I go to bed, have a little ice cream and watch a TV show, Law and Order or something like that, but that's it. I just keep on moving. And I think that's it. But everybody's different. We all have different priorities, different things that we want to do. But if you're inactive, your brain doesn't work, your body doesn't work, you might as well pull the covers over you right now, because that's going to be the end of it. The end of the line will be when you stop.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's update ourselves now on COVID, because there's a lot of stuff floating around. Don't we wish it would all just go go away? This is a very interesting bit of information from the feds as to how much fraud there was. Now, we all kind of know that we all know somebody, right, who cheated, who lied, who told stories on their forms so they could get money that they didn't deserve. And prosecutors now are going through all of this stuff, and they're struggling to keep up because there was so much of this. Can you imagine the Russian government figured out a way to steal money from us during the pandemic?
Did.
Of course, yeah. They're hacking, and they're laughing now at us because we made it so easy. But then, you know, were the Russians in cahoots with the Chinese because the Chinese were responsible for COVID in the first place? Then you wonder, you know, how much they're all trying to cripple America and Americans. That's what they're doing, and still are in the manner of speaking. The CDC, though, has said that people exposed to COVID don't have to isolate anymore. So what does that mean? No more masks? You don't have to, but if you're smart, you probably will if you're indoors, right?
I think so. But is it one of those things that just goes again to it's a personal choice? If they're saying you don't have to anymore,
yeah.
Somebody feels more comfortable to and they want to, or maybe they are constantly around somebody who is very high at risk, so they want to do their part, then go for it. And other people don't have to.
I'm quirky, as you know, when it comes to things like this. And so when I was told... Yeah, I am. News. There's a news flash. Somebody who tells me that I have to do something usually... Well, that business of the hard and fast, you have to do this. I did go along with the mask mandate because I thought I didn't do it because the government told me to do it. I did it because I wanted to protect some of the same people I was just talking about a few minutes ago. People that I work with, people that I'm around, people that I love and care for, my children, my grandchildren. It made sense to me because I figured out I use my brain. I didn't need some guy in the CDC to tell me I needed to wear a mask. However, I guess a lot of people did, and so they did. But wearing a mask, if you were educated and understood what was going on with the various masks and what happened when you congregated in a large group, I mean, look around at all of the super spreaders there were, parties, beach stuff the kids were doing, you know, all of that sort of thing.
Concerts.
Isn't that common sense? Wouldn't that come and say, why did you,
Well, it even just goes past COVID, where think about how many times somebody would be sick with a bad cold or a flu or whatever, and they would still go out in public because they didn't want to miss out on something, or they had to go to work, and it was just like, whatever. And then since COVID hit, people are a little bit more aware of all illnesses now, where it's like, no, I'm sick, I'm not going to spread this, or other people like... No, you're sick. Stay away from me. I don't care if it's COVID or not. Stay away from me. I don't want that
sick
you have.
No matter what it is. I mean, if you got a cold, you go to work. Oh, I got to go to work today because I got a lot to do. You selfish SOB. Stay home.
Especially
don't spread it around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I see the Brits have come up with a new vaccine, a booster shot that is specific for the present Omicron variant. They have been pretty lax when boring Boris was in charge. What a boob he was. You know, he did all the wrong things, and look at what happened in England. So now they've taken to the offensive, and Moderna has done some trials over there. This is about the fourth dose in England, and they've got a couple of different variations on it, but they're testing versions of their vaccine there before they're testing it here, which I thought was kind of interesting. The COVID vaccination campaign, again, back to whether you make up your mind because you're smart to do this or whatever personal decisions you make, know that all the PR that you're going to see on television, which is paid for by both Pfizer and Moderna. They're making billions on this. I noticed yesterday the CEO of Pfizer tested positive for COVID. You get kind of a kick out of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Right, don't you? I mean, think about it for a second. Here's the guy who, the last guy in the world you'd expect to get it, has got it. Because everybody's getting it.
I'd be more shocked to hear, like, oh, he wasn't vaccinated.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That would be more of the news. Right. Everybody's going to get it at some point. Yeah, you haven't had this yet, have you?
I haven't had it. Ken thinks I had it the first week, but I'm,
okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, with that weird bug everybody had before it was identified.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. But it didn't stop me. I was driving across country, and by the time I got back home, I felt fine. I didn't feel awful. I just didn't feel well. And it's unusual for me to even, knock on wood, to not feel, you know, I'm always pretty much up and pretty much I feel good and let's go. But I wasn't feeling great that 4 or 5 days that I drove across the country, for sure. At any rate. So the continuing saga of what we do or we don't do, I guess the lesson when I walk away with this conversation, I hope everybody can walk away thinking for themselves. It isn't what the government says. It's what you think, what you know, what you have found out in asking questions and, you know, just living your life. For God's sakes, we become so dependent. The government says this. The government says that. Do this. Do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's craziness. That's one of the reasons we've got problems, because people don't think for themselves. And then there's the other side of that, that people, you know, with the primaries and the political realities, are we going to have a revolution? Is there going to be a civil war? People are thinking for themselves, but are they really? Are they thinking for themselves? Or are they just following along with what other people are saying or thinking? I mean, if you really think we're headed towards civil war, really? Huh? What are you talking about? Not at all. Unless the wrong people do the wrong things. There's something to think about. 18 after the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. It's time for the gossipy portion. Not that there isn't gossip involved, unless it's crap that we talk about, but it is now a focus. Social media trending things. Wayne Gretzky, remember him? Hockey player. He's been sued over a weight loss gum that he's promoting it, but apparently what he's saying, his claims, are not the reality. Imagine that. Somebody saying, selling something, telling you something that's not true. Wow.
What?
So,
there you go. And the kicker is he wasn't even hired to be the spokesperson for the product. It was his wife that was hired. And it wasn't it was just this natural gum that was supposed to be used to manage weight. His wife, Jeanette Marie Gretzky, was hired. And it's called OMG Gum. And then eventually Wayne Gretzky starts eating it and was like, hey, I lost
Do you eat gum
weight.
Or do you swallow gum when you chew it? Some people swallow it.
Yeah, I'm not a gum person.
Yeah.
Not a big gum person. But Wayne Gretzky was like, I lost 35 pounds in 2 months or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's amazing. And even the guy who was in charge of OMG Gun puts more money into it. And then Wayne Gretzky's like, oh, yeah, no, I made it up. I lied. And so now the
He admitted to it?
Yeah, he even admitted to lying
about
it.
Oh, what a dummy.
Yeah.
Why would he admit that he's going to cost him $10 million? Right?
Because that's what the guy lost. Yeah. So he's actually, the plaintiff is suing for the $10 million he lost, and then apparently some more for other kind of damages. But has he not
Stephen
learned?
Sparks.
You're not allowed to say this stuff.
Well, you can, but then you put a disclaimer with it.
Wasn't that a thing back in the day where Sarah Michelle Gellar was a Burger King? She was a kid in a Burger King commercial, but she preferred McDonald's, but she wasn't allowed to say out loud or be seen eating McDonald's because she could be sued.
I think it was
something. Burger King.
Yeah, that's the Pepsi and Coke wars. It seems to me there was something like that in that. You know, there's probably, whatever the category, there's probably something somewhere. I think I remember a Johnny Carson bit one night where they were advertising one thing, and then the guest and Johnny came back and talked about, you know, how horrible that the stuff was, or how they used something else. Or some celebrity, no, I know what it was. A celebrity was selling Coke, but yet was caught with a Pepsi can, was drinking Pepsi. And that was, you know, that kind of stuff goes on, though, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In America. And I'm thinking about the things that I talk about when I'm pitching a product, the stuff that we use and that we have. For example, the Calitrin, that stuff I really use, and it really does work. And so, you know, a lot of different ways of losing weight. This happens to be one that's natural and that agrees with me and my lifestyle. But it does work. And so when people say, well, when you talk about all that stuff, people pay you to just, yeah, they do. But when it comes to something important like Calitrin, now that's what Gretzky should have been smart enough. Yeah, apparently he's not that bright. I guess that's what I'd walk away from.
He was a good hockey. Why would I be mad? Like, this is my deal. You keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so this guy bought lots of stock, and that's what the suit's about, right? This guy Sparks, he bought because of Gretzky.
Yeah, he reinvested his money into it.
Yeah.
Into the company and the services.
Uh-huh. All right, user, what is it, the old caveat emptor? Remember that Latin expression? The buyer beware. And that's a good thing to hold on to, no matter what it is that you're involved in. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
The CDC updated its monkeypox guidance on pets after a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The Greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her cowboy state constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With the American people on the hook for another $739 billion for the partisan tax and spend bill, Tom O'Sabin is with the National Association of Tax Professionals and says some things are still unknown in this bill.
There's also a 1% tax that's being placed upon corporations for doing stock buybacks. Again, that would normally happen in a larger company. Just throw out somebody like Amazon or Google or IBM who may want to buy back stock from shareholders, and there will be a 1% tax. How that's calculated, we don't know at this point, whether it would be on the market value of that stock or an average of a market value as to when the date goes out. But those are some big-end revenue raisers.
A pay dispute in Massachusetts has one person taking a website down and going home.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says a former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests fighters can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why didn't we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner, Good Day Program. Do you want to be referred to as a host or a hostess? Because a lot of people, women who are actors don't want to be called actresses anymore. They want to be...
Actors.
Actors.
I hear hostess and I feel like I'm about to show you to your table.
Yes, okay. So co-host is Jay Kirshner. We'll get rid of that hostess in your head. Some good news, a couple of good news items here. Oil prices at their lowest level in months fell off yesterday 40 cents a barrel. The data that created this is the faltering economy in China. They're finally getting what they deserve over there after all of this stuff, which we were dumb enough to fall into. So we have nobody to blame for this mess than us and the greedy guys who are my age who wanted to cut the people running big business says, okay, let's cut our costs. Let's go to China. Yeah, right. Okay. How'd that work out for you? Anyway, price of gasoline is down about a buck from where it was at its highest. Did you notice that where you are in Cleveland, Jay?
Price is off. I did not. Actually, maybe I went to the wrong gas station because I just filled up the other day and I felt like it was almost a dollar more.
Friend of mine who is in Missouri told me he paid $3.90 for gasoline, and so that's it. So I paid, I think, $4.21 the other day to fill up my truck. Yeah, okay, so it's going there. It's certainly not $4.95. Here's another item that we'll, I think, consider the, this is kind of a good story. Television parents who are anchors on TV. They turned their baby's antics into a newscast. Jeanette Reyes, is that how you pronounce her name? R-E-Y-E-S, and Robert Burton, both newscasters, reported on a day in the life of their newborn baby.
It was really cute.
As if it was a serious newscast. Now it's on Twitter everywhere. Ms. Reyes, an anchor with Fox in Washington, began the video in TV-ready hair makeup as she lifted Bella, who was born June 30th, out of her crib. Good morning, Bella. It's 9:52. Sounds like what goes on in this program.
It was uncanny. It was amazing.
Yeah, kind of cute. You could do this with Mac, right? You could do a radio cast, in a sense.
Then, yeah, totally right? Could.
Okay,
so then but they were so funny because then she throws it over to her husband, who is right. Also an anchor with a different, with actually a rival station, ABC7,
yeah,
in DC. And she's like, "Let's go check out, see what's going on with the weather." And he's talking about this beautiful day outside, and they might be able to enjoy it if there are no spit ups, feedings, or diaper changes. And then he goes back to her with breaking news of a diaper or an explosion at a diaper station.
Right.
And they did it. And what makes it so funny is they did it in all seriousness of like the way they spoke about it, and they did it in their news, their newscaster kind of way.
Yep, that's kind of a cute story. And so you can find it. Where would be the best place if you want to look at this? Where would you go to find
it? We'll post it. Come to our stuff. Yeah, we'll post it. Good Day Show on Facebook and Twitter, or Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter, and Good Day Show. I'm messing all of that up. My goodness.
Want me to do it?
My job.
Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. How's
that?
Good
Day On Air on Twitter. Yep.
And you can also, you go to gooddayshow.com, you can find our daily podcasts, which are some of the highlights of the program during the day. And also you can all day, every day, listen to the whole program. It repeats at gooddayshow.com. All right, you got it?
I'll write it down so I don't forget
it. Thank you. Here's, as long as we're in the baby department, 2 million infant rockers and swings have been recalled. Oh, here we go. Talk about lack of common sense. 2 million rockers have been recalled because of entanglement and strangulation hazards. Apparently, one child has died in this, so the Consumer Product Safety Commission announces the recall of Four Moms Mamaroo Baby Swings and Rockaroo Baby Rockers, sold at Target and Bye Bye Baby.
This is one of those things where, because we had that for Mac, the Four Moms Mamaroo. Love it. But when the child is not in it, the straps kind of hang down, and that's the problem that happened twice, apparently. The one infant was rescued and received treatment. The other one wasn't, unfortunately. But also, how long was that child, that infant, unsupervised?
Who's watching, exactly.
Moving around, yes.
Why is it the company's fault? It's not the company. I don't see it. I see this as mismanagement of baby, frankly, bad parenting, and so.
Once the child is old enough to kind of move around more on their own, they're not supposed to be in this thing. So, like Mac, once he was able to sit up on his own, really, that meant he was out of the age to be using this. So we took it apart and put it away. You just again, why was that infant unsupervised for that length of time?
Literally in the nanny state. All right, let's see here. What's the story of this mother who's prepared her 5-year-old son to respond to an active shooter? So she's teaching this child at home. Wow. This is, last May. Yeah, the Uvalde shooting, parents, and what they are doing as the new school year starts. My grandson's in school in California. A lot of schools have started, and they will more next week. So this mother, Cassie Walton, said, in the back of your mind, you always are worried about what's going on. It's never off the table. She lives in McAlester, Oklahoma. She said it's always possible, no matter where you live, referring to Uvalde, who would have thought something like this would happen there. So she prepared her eldest son, Weston, who's five, to start kindergarten. She bought the school supplies, the normal stuff that she would. But then she got him a bulletproof backpack to go inside.
That goes inside, yeah.
Spider-Man.
And so he has a Spider-Man backpack, which, you know, he was so excited about, because who's not excited about a Spider-Man backpack? And he gets the bulletproof insert that goes in.
Good to know.
You're not a Spider-Man backpack man?
No. Yeah, so anyway. Wow. This is something. Is this over the top? So this kid's five, and she's 22, so she must have gotten started early. This is interesting. Showing maturity here, I guess.
Oh, yeah, sure. And kids already do this in school. She was saying that she grew up, when she would go to school, they would do active shooter drills at school. So she's preparing her
Because of Columbine.
Son.
Well, that was the era. She was growing up when Columbine, which started all of this.
Yeah, she was born like shortly after, I believe, or within a year of when Columbine even happened. And I remember I was in high school when that happened, too. And you start doing the active shooter drills, so he's going to be going to school and starting. So she's getting him prepared of what they're going to do and showing him what to do, but also letting him know that sometimes when an emergency actually happens, how we prepare doesn't always go that way.
So would you do this with Mac?
Think on your feet. 100%.
If he was of age,
I'd rather do it and hope he never needs it rather than not do it and the situation happens. Because unfortunately, it is happening in today's schools, but it's not guaranteed that it is going to happen at the school you send your child to. But why not be prepared?
School systems are really in trouble. The educational system itself, the curriculum, the teachers, all this stuff is being questioned because of its relevancy or lack thereof. So tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. Here's a new cell phone policy, the school's new policy. This is something that's gone viral. Mother posted about it, and the the caption is, "No pity, nope, nope, nope." So anyway, this lady's name is Dr. Rachel French. This viral tweet focusing on her daughter's school and the new policy there, saying officials can read, quote, any text message between students even after school hours. No, I'm not for that.
Exactly. So any text that was sent, whether it was during school or after school, and one of their things is they're saying that they're trying to keep kids safe, and they want to make sure there's no bullying going on, but rather than trying to figure out who the bully is, how about you help kids who are maybe being bullied to not, like, how many kids die by suicide because they were told to by a bully?
Yeah.
So, like, focus on that, fix that.
Well, I think the...
instead of going for the punishment all the time.
Yeah. So the Twitter, there were some people who thought that she was on the right path and others who said, no, it's not. So here we are with how do we get something done, because this person says, no, you can't do it, and the other person says, yeah, you can. One person responded to her first tweet, why is there a need for children to have phones during the school day? Thank you. Should be handled...
Today's society, if kids need to call during an emergency.
Oh, what? Come on. Seriously? How much of this stuff? You're scaring the hell out of kids, as it is with all of this. Who's going to grow up normally? My son and I were talking about this the other day, because he's involved now in an educational pursuit, both public and private schools in Los Angeles, and he can't believe the number of neurotic kids that are from teenagers to people in their 20s. The neuroses and the creation of these neuroses come, which comes first, the bullying or the tool that created the ability for them to bully?
Well,
bullying
that's the hard
has always
part,
gone
too,
on.
Because you can't stop living your life just because things are happening. And, no. And that's one of the things that people do have to push through. Anxiety is real. Depression is real. But it's once you identify it, what are you going to do about it? How are you not going to let that dictate the rest of your life?
All right. How old is this Dr. French's child? How old is this? Is this a junior high school youngster, high school youngster, younger? That's what I'm trying to figure out. There ought not
yeah,
to be.
If it was a middle school or a
yeah,
high
why
or
would
something?
You have to have a phone? I know I sound like a curmudgeon-y old you know what, but this is, I don't get it, frankly. This, in my mind, creates more problems than it could possibly ever solve.
But also, isn't it personal property?
Well, not only that. It's not only that. Yes, it is personal property. It's none of your damn business what's on it unless it affects the overall operation of the school. So they're way off base there. But again, I'm trying to find out by looking at this what we're talking about for ages. What age group are we talking about? What age group for her? How old is her child? Why is there, I go back to what this other mother said, why is there a need for a child to have phones during the school day? It should be handed in at the start of the day, not even, you don't take them to school. Focus on your work, hello, not texting in classes.
Well, that can both be true, that you can have a phone but also teach responsibility, that it stays in the bag and you're not messing with it when you should be learning.
Well, I don't know. I think it gets too tempting, frankly, Jay. It's so right there. I mean, I find myself, when I'm in my truck going, if I'm on the farm in the afternoon, looking at messages or sending stuff out to, you know, get me the next level. I just think it becomes a crutch, and it's too early for them to use it as a crutch. That would be my bottom line. 48 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen. Well, this is actually a focus on your health. Doug Steffen's Good Day program has a lot of different things that we focus on, and one of them is your health and well-being, and presenting different points of view for you to think about. One of the personalities who presents is a gentleman named Dr. Jack Stockwell, here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, to talk about the obesity problem, among other things. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for this new... this is something that you would be pretty interested in your office and elsewhere. It's called Eden Pure. Have you heard of Eden Pure, other than maybe me talking about it?
Well, I don't know it any more than what you said.
All right, so Eden Pure, they have one of the devices is called the Thunderstorm, and it's an air purifier, 100 times better than any other HEPA air purifier that are bigger. This is really a compact thing. It's very cool, Jack. We probably ought to get one of these. It fights allergies, removes smoke from the air, dust, chemicals, all kinds of stuff, smells. It's very cool. So if this sounds of interest to you, and why would you want to have a clean home, especially you can have the three-pack for different places in your home, save $200 on that using Doug3 as the discount code when you go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. But it's so important to have healthy air. There's nothing worse than walking into a place, Jack, you know it as well as I, walking into a place there's stale air, or somebody's been smoking in it. Gross. So you can get rid of it with that, with Eden Pure. Okay, so I have been making no secret about the back pain issues and the shoulder issues that I have. I thought it was very interesting. There is a something floating around that we were talking about actually on the air here, connecting the brain and and you're back in a communicative sense. There's a course that's being offered as a treatment for back pain that changes how your brain works, sort of like the spirit mind body connection. This 12-week course focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers. And you're a Nuka chiropractor, so you manipulate people. And I would think that, this study shows manipulation leaves twice as many people pain-free as conventional treatments, painkillers, that kind of stuff.
Well, research has been going on for decades to underlie that fact.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, only about 30% of your nervous system is locomotor control, getting you up and moving you across the room. 70% is sensory data coming in through all of the body's sensory network to the brain, telling the brain where it is, what's going on, temperature, food, all different kinds of things. So that's, think about that for a second. The brain is more concerned with what's going on around it than being able to make the body move. And there's a connection all up and down the spine, but especially at the top of the neck, that controls everything muscularly in the back as far as balance against gravity is concerned. And I couldn't agree with what you just said any more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something to think about, because we have so many people being sold every single commercial break on radio and television. There's a commercial for some kind of drug, and it can't be that all this stuff is good for you. It just can't be. It just is.
Well, the flood of drug commercials isn't for you to figure out which one you need. It's to keep the idea in your head that when you have a problem, oh, there must be a drug for me out there somewhere.
Right, exactly. Pain, drugs. Yep. Okay. So, and part of the pain problem is with youngsters who are growing up being just fat. Obese is the politically correct name.
No, it's more than overweight. This study that came out of Louisiana State University, they're talking about 1 in 5 kids are now obese. Not overweight, obese.
Yep.
That's where they have a certain amount of fat percentage, but the BMI, the
body mass index,
right, is over 30.
Oof.
And it is, and it's hitting at the puberty stage of kids.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, and the reason I brought this to your attention, is that the drug companies now, rather than sponsoring pathways for kids to be able to get better nutrition and make better decisions, they're getting ready to flood the market with drugs to help obese
weight loss
kids.
Drugs.
Weight
loss drugs. Big market. Billions of dollars there.
Yep.
So look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.